Welcome to Yakko Yaks. This is the podcast where originally I was going to talk about my thoughts on Solo, a Star Wars story, and about Brian Michael Bendis' first couple Superman books. The Bendis stuff will probably have to wait, but I'm probably going to talk a little bit about Solo later, depending on how long this goes. But what's been on my mind this week has been the awful treatment of Kelly Marie Tran, who played Rose in The Last Jedi. I found out about this probably a day or so after it really started hitting the news. What happened, if you haven't heard, is she was harassed online to the point that she's basically left Instagram. She removed all of her content off of the site because people were posting really horrible racist stuff to her, all because they didn't like her character in The Last Jedi. I mean, her character. She is playing a fictional person. What kind of place are we in where people are now going after actors because they don't like the role that they play or what they did in whatever they were created? We've seen this in various fandoms. I've seen it with the new Voltron Legendary Defender show. I've seen this in the Transformers fandom. This is not just a Star Wars problem. This is a larger society problem, but I want to kind of focus in on this Kelly Marie Tran situation because this is the most recent, and this whole thing just pisses me off. I mean, Kelly Marie Tran is not Rose in real life. She is an actor that is playing the part that she was hired to play, and she was doing what the director wanted her to do in that role. And I don't see how people don't realize this and can't separate the two. I'm sure many actors are playing parts where they don't necessarily agree with what their character does, but they know that it's fiction and it's art and they're fine with that, or they wouldn't have taken the job. Beyond all of that, it's never okay to post racist stuff anywhere. I mean, that is just should be so fundamental. I mean, Kelly Marie Tran is pretending to be a person in a movie that's set in space where other characters that she interacts with include a giant walking furry rug and a ball that beeps a lot. And I mean, Star Wars has always had characters of all sorts of alien races from the beginning. Why wouldn't there be various human type races as well? Someone that looked like Rose or Finn or anyone. I mean, it's a big universe. If you want everyone to look like Leia, Han, and Luke, you are shrinking the universe down, and it does a disservice to the entire medium. It is so awesome that more kids now can see someone in the Star Wars movies that looks like them and can inspire them, just like Luke and Han did to me when I was a kid. That is just so great, the Panther movie, and just what it has done culturally for the African-American community. People were buying out theaters just to make sure kids could go and see that movie. And I just think that is what entertainment can do. It can be inspirational. And Star Wars has been inspirational forever. I mean, how many people are doing amazing things in their careers now with like space or science or whatever because of Star Wars? Now, I mean, you can like or not like The Last Jedi, Rogue One. I liked Last Jedi. I did have some problems with Canto Bight and some other bits. And I wasn't really a fan of a lot of what Rose was given to do, but I did like her character. And from reading some of the associated comics and the novelization and stuff, I really like the Rose character. I also like Kelly Marie Tran as an actor and a person. From all the interviews I've seen with her, she seems like a genuinely nice person that is getting to live her dreams. And regardless of your opinions of the current state of Star Wars, if you were offered to play a role in one of the Star Wars movies, I don't know anyone that would turn that down. I mean, really, who would turn down that option? I mean, there's a reason that you have big name actors like Daniel Craig wanting to be in a stormtrooper uniform where they aren't even shown outside of the uniform. It's just that they get to be in. You see, like, Prince Harry and Prince William. I think the scene was cut from The Last Jedi, but they had filmed something for the movie. I mean, everyone wants to be in Star Wars. But back to the issue on the toxicity of the fandom. I know so many people that don't like The Last Jedi, and that's fine. Or even going back to things like Rogue One. I joke with Jason Kirk all the time about Rogue One because we have differing opinions. He hates it. I like it. But we do it in fun. And I'm not saying that he's stupid for not liking the movie. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. However, we also have a pre-existing relationship that gives us the ability to joke with each other. It's not like I'm some stranger that is just screaming at him from the internet, telling him that he's stupid for not liking something or for liking something. And that's basically what people are doing to actors like Kelly Marie Tran and others in the Star Wars community that are expressing opinions about something that a large group doesn't like. A cartoon from the New Yorker in the early 90s that had a dog sitting at a computer and he's talking to another dog in the room. And he says, that no one knows that you're a dog. I think with the growth of social media, the spirit of this cartoon has been lost. People forget that on the other side of the screen is a real person with real feelings. I mean, sure, you have a right to say whatever you want. Freedom of speech is important in society. However, you also need to take responsibility for what you say. I mean, one of the things that I've learned in the 5 years I've been podcasting, and, you know, I'm still not super good at it. I'm trying to improve. It's being critical in my reviews. It's easy to say that this comic sucks or what kind of moron would write this. But what's actually harder is actually thinking critically about the media that you're talking about. Think about why you like or don't like something. And why do you think that the creators or the actors or whoever made it made those particular choices? And as I've gotten to know some of the creators behind the media that I review, it's no longer criticizing some faceless person that I'll never meet. It's critiquing the work of someone that I actually do know at some kind of even basic level. Because of that, I do try to keep my reviews to what I would actually say to their face. I haven't met a creator yet that is opposed to getting constructive criticism. If I say, I don't like what you did to this character because of X, Y, or Z, that's completely different than yelling at them and saying, you ruined my book because of this, or, you know, you ruined my childhood. I mean, those statements mean nothing. It just means that you're upset and you don't know exactly why you're upset or why you don't like it. You're upset and you want to yell and you want to make someone else hurt because you're upset. That is so dumb. And that is just, society is in such a bad state because people do this. But I'm going to kind of wrap this bit up. It's been going a little long. There are a lot more discussions that need to be had on this topic in a lot bigger venues than my little podcast that I doubt many people will listen. I just feel like I need to get this out. But don't be surprised if it comes up again. Hopefully Star Wars will do something at Celebration addressing this. I mean, that's all the way in April. So, I mean, I imagine there's going to be other stuff between now and then, but it needs to be something that is brought into the light and discussed in a rational manner. I really hope that the people that were actually involved in the harassment of Kelly Marie Tran can take a look at themselves and realize what it is that they've actually done. And I hope that they can work out why they did it and why they are posting so much hate. I mean, as a fan, you are not entitled to anything from the entertainment you watch other than either enjoying it or not enjoying it. You are not entitled really to have an effect on the creative process. Art is subjective, and that's the whole point of it. Like it or don't like it, and that's your opinion. But your opinion is not necessarily my opinion, or it's not necessarily someone else's opinion. And at some point, I think as a whole, society has forgotten that. It has gotten to be so much of, if you don't agree with me, you're wrong because my opinion is fact. And that's just not true. Opinions are opinion. Facts are facts. They are two separate things. Anyone can post something online. But since everything you do on the internet, at least on most social platforms, is in the public view, I would hope that people start thinking first and asking if they would yell those same things that they're saying to someone on the street, because I bet they wouldn't. So, I mean, in closing, since these people do claim to be Star Wars fans, I'm going to end this with the words of Yoda. Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to suffering. Think about that before you just blast someone about something you hate. Hate leads to suffering. So, Solo, A Star Wars Story. I really enjoyed it. I thought Alden Ehrenreich did a great job as Han. And Donald Glover was a great Lando. I'm going to butcher this name, but Jonas Sutomo, who's now playing the role of Chewbacca, he's kind of split time in the last couple of movies, but slowly now, I mean, he was fully Chewbacca in this entire movie. And I thought he did a great job. Movies that Chewbacca has had the most to do in. I thought he did a great job. He's got that down. This movie did not have the emotional impact of Rogue One, which was the other Star Wars story that I'm just comparing it to. And many have described this as a movie that we weren't asking for. However, it gave us a lot of moments that I've always wanted to see on screen. How they presented Han and Chewie's first meeting, that was a lot of fun. I was never a big EU reader, so I don't know how it went there. I mean, outside of the Thrawn trilogy, I haven't really read a lot of the EU stuff. But I thought how they did the Han Chewie introduction was very good. I could have probably done without Han speaking in Sherrywook to Chewbacca so much. I mean, I could see the first time to kind of get Chewie's attention that, oh, this guy knows my language. But beyond that, I mean, we know Chewbacca understands basic. I mean, I guess Han might, but we see the infamous Sabacc game where Han won the Falcon. And it didn't go the way I always imagined it, but it shows Han's cleverness, and it also shows Lando being Lando, and I like that. And I really loved all the little Easter eggs throughout the movie, like all the little props and stuff. They're just kind of in the background, mostly not even mentioned. But I mean, we get to see things like the helmet that Lando uses in Return of the Jedi shows up at one point in the movie. And Dryden Voss's office is just all Easter eggs. I mean, there's even the idol from Raiders of the Lost Ark in the background of a scene, and little things like that are awesome. I mean, you see Mandalorian armor, a Sith holocron. That's awesome. Other spoilers. I mean, there was a number of things that I could say that would spoil it, but I'm not going to get into that. But I will say that I was very satisfied coming out of this. I like how it connects to the other media, the other parts of Star Wars. It was very satisfying to me when I left the movie. I was very happy with having spent my money to see it. I think, I mean, like I said earlier, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I've been hearing a lot of positive things about this movie. I think it's sad that it's not performing as well, but I think that might have to do with marketing more than anything. Maybe they were afraid of having another response like The Last Jedi. When I mention the movie, they're like, oh, is that out already? That's definitely hurting it, as well as people just staying home because of The Last Jedi. But I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion. However, I like Star Wars. I thought this was a fun movie. This felt like Star Wars, and I'd go see it again if given the chance. And I will also be buying it when it comes out. So that is my Solo review. My Solo or anything else, and you would like to help by using my Amazon affiliate link, you can go to yakoyaks.com/Amazon, and that will let you help me out by sending me affiliate. That will help me out by whenever you buy something on Amazon through that link, it will give me a little bit back. It doesn't cost anything more to you. And it really shows that people like what I'm doing. So I know this was a little odd show with that rant that I did back, and start recording more of these. Be looking for a Superman Brian Michael Bendis thing coming up. I do have thoughts on that as we are almost halfway through with his Man of Steel run as I record this. So I might wait until after issue 3 comes out, so we're fully halfway through. But I do have thoughts on how that's going so far. So anyway, with that, I will wrap this show up. Thanks for listening. And if you do have comments on any of this, even the big rant I did, or anything, just contact me. Go to yakoyaks.com. You can leave a comment. You can contact me on Twitter, on Facebook. All the links are on the website there, and I really appreciate it. So thanks a lot for listening. Bye. Yakko Yaks is a production of the Transmissions Podcast Network. For more information on all our shows, go to transmissionspodcast.com/subscribe.